Okay, guys, today we have the first episode of the Six Wheeler Podcast.
Is that really the energy that we're going with?
No, it's not.
What's up, gamers?
I'm depressed and ready to be depressed.
Okay. Well, if we're going to be talking about topics, I already have one.
Okay, first.
Yes.
Let's say.
Oh, should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. So, I'm Gavin.
Gav.
And then
there's Logan here, yo.
And then
my name is Christina, but you can also follow me on Kitty on Paper, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nice. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube at Flapplebees and my Twitter at I believe Flapplebees.
Yeah, it's the brand.
And my Instagram, because I also have an Instagram and it's literally just a meme page, and I'm like almost at 100 followers, so.
And you could just be my friend.
Yeah.
Be my
friend. Spirit, so.
Spirit.
Yeah. Got it, homies. All right. So,
excuse me.
I feel like most of this episode is going to be the what comes with making a podcast and like
definitely.
The worries of making a podcast. So.
And I have many.
Okay.
Basically, with like starting a podcast, I started one before and like I stopped after like the third podcast because I was just feeling really fake. And then, like, after, like, just 30 minutes of being in, and I was like, I have nothing to talk about. Oh, my God. I'd, like, just, like, the stress, like, really drawn over me. And it's just, like, when you're at a podcast, sometimes you premeditate what you're going to talk about. And it feels like the more I rehearse and try to make it perfect, the more it just comes out fake and not how I want it. And honestly, I'm just, like, a people pleaser. And it's really, that's why sometimes I feel like in my videos, I feel very fake because I don't want to disappoint the people with my opinion, but at the same time, I'm a human, and people always will disagree to disagree. So we're going to talk about whatever we want. If people have a problem, I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, then haters are going to hate, bro. Haters are going to hate, bro. As much as I hate quoting Taylor Swift. But yeah, if you premeditate a podcast, there's certain levels of doing that. That's okay.
Like, yeah.
If you just do it, it's boring to the audience and it's boring to you. Like, mm-hmm. If you sit there and you're like, okay, so first we're going to talk about this.
We're going to talk about this.
You know this. And in 5 minutes after that, we're going to talk about this. And we're going to loop all back to that.
Yeah.
It's
not like a script thing. It's a podcast. It's supposed to be kind of natural, go with the flow, come whenever comes out of your mind. Shut up.
There's gonna be innuendos.
No. It's just like my wording got messed up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just so you know, there's probably gonna be cussing and stuff in this, but we're gonna try and keep the first episode at least clean.
I mean, yeah, I'm mostly like my brand is like clean.
Heck.
How dare you? I don't know. It's just like for me, as much as I like, what are you doing?
Stop.
Do you
want
to
explain to the audience what you just did?
Nah.
Okay. No, let's not. Okay. That's not
I didn't see good. It, so I was curious.
He, like, leaned forward and, like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You're sensitive.
Audience, you don't need to know.
Yes.
Yes. Audience. I like how you looked at the mic and you just did, like, a Dio, like...
Yeah. I did, like, a hand wave towards the mic. You don't need to
the
know.
The type of hand thing that no one else does, but, like...
Anime, am I right?
What was I gonna say? Ah, shucks. I forgot.
No shit. Okay. So.
Oh, my brand. Just like...
Gavin!
Hey, he did
you
tell
tried.
Me. He did
you
tell
tried.
Me. I actually, a little clean. I mean, that's not that bad of a word. I could just yell the F word.
I'm gonna say the F word.
Fish sticks!
Okay, so branding. The reason why I, like, don't want to cuss is because, like, I don't know why I want to paint this brand on myself. As a person, I'm pretty cussy, you know, but just, like, as a YouTube channel, how, like, YouTube's going, I don't know. You can get, like, freaking copyrighted, well, no, not copy. You can be, like, your video can be taken down or, like, demonetized
if
you cuss in the first half of the video.
I don't believe that in this you can get your YouTube demonetized if you cuss on this.
Well, not on the podcast.
Obviously.
Like, oh, this is free range. Nah, I just, like, I don't know. I try, just, like, on the internet, I'm just, like, I guess I'm not really kid-friendly. I just, like, I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble, I guess. My dad watches my videos, and my parents and my family, they watch my videos. I mean, some of my videos are not going to be kid-friendly.
Shit happens, man. You got to do what you got to do.
I don't want my dad to text me. Can I tell you a time? Okay. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm taking all the light, but
no, it's fine.
I have so much things to
talk
about.
It's content, bro.
So, one time, I was in the 12 Days of Christmas, and I was really working myself. I would sing the song, like, early in the morning, get it edited, and get it uploaded around 12, because it's still in the same day. I was pushing myself to the limit. And then I was singing a song, Holy Night, I think it was. Some very Christian Christmas song. And I messed up a lot, and I cussed. I was like, shit, damn. And like, I kept messing up, you know? And I edited it out, but I accidentally uploaded the unedited version. And my dad texted me. He's like, you said the D word in a holy Christian song? And I was like, what are you talking about? And when I found it, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, my dad saw that, and I just felt really bad.
That is funny.
I'm glad I didn't reveal anything. That is the first time I've ever, like, effed up that bad and said something unedited. When I upload, I make dang sure that it's, like, perfectly edited, everything's good. I'll watch it 5 times until it's out there in the open. And it doesn't matter if I get only, like, 40 views. It's like, I'm like, I posted quality.
Right. Hey, Logan.
What?
You want to participate in the podcast over here?
I forgot. I didn't even notice that you left.
Nah.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I'm literally talking, so I am still part of the podcast.
Let's hope Mike can hear you.
Yeah.
So what about you and your, like, YouTube channel? Do you want to, like, to actually go anywhere?
I don't know. It's kind of just a meme, to be honest. My friend said the N-word a couple times in my video that I took down. I really just stream sometimes, and it's like gaming videos, but
it's just chill, dude. I have like not to knock you down, but I have a real like effing passion for YouTube. Like, if I could, it would be a dream come true to become a YouTuber. That's why I put so much hard work into it and like trying to make it out there. Sometimes I feel really stupid when I say that. Like, there's like a thing in my head that's like, you're stupid to think you want to become a YouTuber, or you're like that's stupid that you're wasting all your time on like this impossible dream. Which I think that's just my anxiety, you know, whatever. But
right.
I'm trying to learn to be more confident and be like, no, this is what I want. Work hard for it. And the great words of Danny, what was his name? Who?
Not Danny DeVito.
Dan Avidan from Game Grumps. He did this whole speech where it's like, if you want to make it, you have to pass through that point. You just can't give up. There will be a time when you'll think that there's people being more successful than you, and you will think like, did I choose the right path? Am I making a mistake? You will definitely have that feelings, and you just have to have the guts to go through all that like mucky crap. You'll never know. You'll never get there until you're there. So
you have to get past the poop sock in order to get to the gold nugget.
So,
bruh, I'm trying to be like for real here, but
yeah.
Do me a favor.
Do me a favor. Shut the fuck up. Oh, she did it. She cussed. That I love you, Danny Sex Band. Thank you. He's not my only. I have a lot of people I look up to.
Carla Zeus.
Carla what?
Carla Zeus.
Is that a YouTuber?
CNN10.
CNN what?
CNN10. You don't know who Carla Zeus is?
No, man.
Did you never watch CNN10 in high school?
What?
Did you have Mr. Lil in high school?
What are you talking about?
Eddie Hovey, did you have Mr. Lil?
I don't know, man.
Did you have Mr. Meneer?
Mr. Who?
Meneer.
Meneer?
Yeah.
I do not remember any of our teachers.
You never watched CNN 10?
So sorry.
Oh, CNN 10!
That's what I said!
I was like, dude, do you think I remember anything from high school? I suppressed so many things. I don't even remember what my homeroom teacher's name is.
There was no homeroom.
Oh my god, like, for
You mean your lab?
My lab teacher. I don't even remember her name.
What lab were you in?
I was in visual media, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Stall?
Ling?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, this is... I feel bad. I don't like dropping names.
Poop.
I like...
Poop. couldn't reach...
Dropping names.
I couldn't reach my Mountain Dew and I just... Poop.
You never gave me a timer.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know how long podcasts are supposed to go.
Usually they're like an hour, but we're going to do ours for 30 minutes. It's been 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh my god, 10 minutes? I report half my life!
So, literally the majority of our content is more than likely just going to be memes and stupid shit.
We're talking about controversy. Don't rip that!
Already ripped!
No! This is a limited edition.
It was already ripped!
This is a limited edition BTS Uno card!
Uno card.
Actually,
BTS. You act like you listen to BTS, Logan. Shut up.
Yeah, I listen to BTS.
Okay? Shut up, Logan.
I'm the real thing.
You're adopted. Nobody loves you.
You're a disgrace.
Nah.
This is what I have to do with every day of my life.
I'm joking. I love you, Logan.
I love you.
No homo.
Yeah. No hetero.
Lies.
Not lies. I bet Brie loves you too.
Yeah, maybe she does. Name drop, bro.
Oh man, bro.
I want to talk about
Pokemon because copyright.
Yes.
What did you just say?
Pokemon.
They're playing Pokemon
Pocket
Sword.
Pocket Monsters.
Yes, Pocket Monsters.
Are you guys playing Sword and Shield or Sword or Shield? Sword. They're both playing Sword.
I don't play Pokemon. Shout out to my friends that don't play Pokemon.
I played Pokemon. I played Ruby, Emerald, and Sapphire mainly, and then I just like didn't play.
I played Pokemon. White, and then I got really bored because I don't like grinding.
Grinding is the least fun thing in video games sometimes, unless it's like something.
Unless you trick me into grinding, like
right, you're grinding and you don't know it.
Yeah, Fallout 4 and Skyrim, they tricked me. I'm like, oh, I've been grinding. I didn't even know.
Right.
But the, like Pokemon is like, you know you're grinding. You're like, ugh.
Like, when you sit there and grind Fallout 4 and have every single piece of power armor in the game.
Yeah, you're
that's
like,
pretty sad.
Dude, I'm power armor ex... Damn it. I'm power hour obsessed, okay? I'm always in a power...
Power
suit.
Hour?
Power hour.
I'm power hour obsessed.
I am, though, because when I play Fallout 4, I'm like, back the F up, you know? I'm always like... getting more points so I can get more ripped.
Bro, I was so hyped for the, like, building, like, of weapons and, like, building bases. The building bases is fun. But, like, it was kind of meh.
Yeah,
but
it was
least it's not like Fallout 74, where the frickin' is Fallout 74, right? Or 76.
I never played
it. I think it's 76. Sorry, I have Downeyism.
No,
Fallout 76, The weapon durability is the durability of wet paper that went through frickin' Chernobyl. And, yeah.
The thing about, like, the townspeople, they're always working on the goddamn houses. Yet every year passes by, and the houses still look like crap. If you're gonna show them working, at least show progress, okay? Just that small little detail would make me so happy.
You should see Diamond City in Christmas. It looks so good. They actually do stuff for Christmas, like Bethesda. They do the like Christmas thing, and they put up like Christmas lights and stuff in Diamond City.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm like, that's a cute touch. I like that, you know. But I'm just saying, if they're gonna be like working on a wall, and they're always working on a wall, I would like to see that wall be done. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just I don't know. That might be a little nitpicky. I spend so much effort on my colonies. I would spend hours just like building a fence.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
What is fair?
I'm trying to think. What game do I like grinding in? I played this game called Warframe, but, like, it takes so much work to get a new, like, character. Because, like, it's a free-to-play game, so they want you to spend money on it, obviously.
Spend money!
Pay to win.
You know what the biggest ripoff is? Dating games.
I wouldn't know. I've never played one.
When I was younger, I used to play a lot of dating games. And I never finished one because they're like buy like 5 chapters or wait like a whole week to build up enough points to have one chapter, you know, and I would waste my life on these games, and I never found an ending. And you know what sucks? Sometimes my fucking iPhone would like do those updates without your permission, and then the thing becomes too powerful, and you have to delete it. Remember that crap?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, I got really angry.
It's fine. I'm pissed because Deltarune Chapter 2 has not come out yet.
Don't talk about Deltarune. I have never played it.
I won't spoil it.
Okay. I played Undertale.
Where is Chapter 2? Toby Fox?
Yeah, Toby.
Oh, Toby.
Oh, Toby.
I'm going to tweet this podcast at you.
Toby.
Answer me. Where's Deltarune number 2?
You're like, Toby at number...
And also, do we want to talk about the fact that Satan got suspended on Twitter?
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Satan. I'm not surprised.
What'd he do?
It's Satan. You know Satan, right?
It's Satan, yeah.
S-H-N.
Yeah, Satan.
Who?
You don't know who Satan is?
I know Satan, because I'm a Christian, but what type?
Oh, yeah.
What difference?
It's a Twitter account.
It's a Twitter account. He's a meme account.
Well, like,
he has like 2 million
followers.
What type of things
was
he
was like posting? Was it like, you know?
No, it's not bad. Whenever he tweets, it's always like, it's time to sin, bitches. Wake up, it's time to sin, or...
Yeah.
You guys are all sinners, and it's a joke account.
Yeah, as a Christian,
pineapple,
I'm not,
it's a parody.
I'm not uptight.
One goes pineapple, one pizza is still a sin.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, I'm not really an uptight person. I can take a joke when it's a joke. So
I don't know why he got suspended though. Everyone's mad. Everyone's mad. Nobody likes it. So.
Yeah, unless he was violating like their policies, if he wasn't, then I don't see the right of banning.
So
that happened to one of my.
Say?
I don't know.
Nah, they were probably like, nah, chief. This is my Christian Twitter server.
The Jesus account though is still active, and he
is it
the Jesus account
blasphemy?
What
is it like? Is like the Jesus account like bad, or is it Mimi too?
It's Mimi too.
Oh, okay.
But. He tweeted today that his entire Twitter account was like built around the Satan account because Satan was there first, and then Jesus made his account.
Aww.
And he said he really wanted him to get unsuspended.
Why do I find that cute?
It is. It's wholesome, bro.
It is kind of wholesome.
The community is coming together, and I swear to God, if Twitter doesn't unban him, I'm gonna freaking slap.
At that point, it's not like it's not a religious thing. It's just one big meme that we're all sharing together.
And his account has existed for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. That actually happened to one of my YouTubers, Mike Does It. He started his account when he was 13. But he's been using it so many years. But then, like, that doesn't make sense. Twitter was like, you started your account when you were 13, so you're still 13, so we're gonna cancel your account. Like, I don't understand. Like, it was a really weird message. It's like, you can tell that he's older now. Just because he started when he was 13 doesn't mean it's active. Like, I was really confused.
Yeah. I don't know. Twitter, they have a lot of work to do. I don't know how
there's a lot of social medias that need work.
I don't know how Satan got banned, but there's so many, like, porn accounts on Twitter.
Yeah.
That they just post nudes and shit.
I just remember Tumblr, the great, the great, like, wipe of all... Yeah, the great... I don't know. What's the one I'm looking for? The rapture. The rapture of Tumblr. Yeah. I remember they were, like, deleting deserts. Because they were, like, for some reason, deserts were equal to boobies. I don't know.
What? That doesn't make any sense, bro.
I don't really care, but I understand that with like porn and whatever. Like, we gotta help the children.
Why are there children on Twitter? Literally on iPhone.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have an account if you're 13.
Right, on iPhone, and we all know, a 13-year-old male or female has at least seen porn.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
I'm pretty innocent though.
One time, at least one time. Christina.
I'm not anymore, but when I was younger, I was very, like...
You saw when you were 13 one time, at least.
Oh, yeah, totally. I used to go on Omegle. My friends used to force me on Omegle. That was the worst slice. This is why when I have a kid...
What were you talking about?
Omegle.
When I have a kid, I'm going to be really strict when it comes to the computer because my friends forced me on Omegle, and I've seen things that scarred me. Okay, and I didn't want to participate.
Hey, Panini.
What, you saw paninis?
Paninis.
Any paninis?
I saw one guy shoving a spoon.
What?
I'm
sorry, I'm sorry, audience.
In number two or in number one?
Number one.
Oh! No!
I had to see it! It was horrible! I'm so sorry, audience! Oh. But this is what happens when you let your unsupervised child see, like, not
to
have parent blocks!
To all of you guys out there, I'm sorry that your dick just started hurting.
Yep.
Oh my god, where did I get. This is another thing about podcasts. I'm afraid being too open. There's some things that I don't want to share to the public.
Nobody cares.
I care.
Nobody
I
cares about how open
care.
You are, though.
I care that I'm open because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But because I'm when I'm with a person, I'm very open with them. I'm like, hey, blah, 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 blah. But when, like, there's some things I just don't want people to know. And maybe that was one of them. Anyway, you two.
Nah, it's whatever. Like, honestly, people that make podcasts, like, good podcasts, like, what I'm obviously is going to list is the top podcast on Spotify right now is the Misfits podcast. And all they do is sit there. They're a bunch of stoners, and I love their podcast. I listen to it every week that it comes out. Free day early release on Spotify, by the way, if anybody listens to the Misfits podcast. So if
you give them a look. It's pretty hard for me to get the podcast.
They also have the video versions, so if you like that on YouTube, yeah. It's better. It's an hour though, so.
Sometimes I would say podcasts are too chill and I like fall asleep for months.
That's what I do. Chill. I listen to them.
Yeah, yeah. Asleep. Like they make you fall asleep because it's like very chill and you're like relaxing with them.
Well, they do, but like they're kind of just like really comedic and laugh. And stuff
oh, totally.
Like
yeah.
But yeah, it's fair.
I mean, I used to watch like Rooster Teeth's podcast.
Oh, they had a podcast?
Yeah, Rooster Teeth probably has a podcast.
I didn't know that.
They have a podcast and then they animate that podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all those animations are from podcasts.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I watched Red vs. Blue. That was a good show.
I love Red vs. Blue, except for their last season. I don't know if they made more seasons, but their last season was very disappointing.
I didn't like when they made it more cinematic. I liked it better when it was just them on Blood Gulch and just recording it like that.
Nah, dog. I mean, yeah, the Blood Gulch, was funny and hilarious, but when they went cinematic, they just put so much hardcore story
yeah.
in there, and they made it work, okay?
They made it work, but it was really hard for me to get into. I didn't watch all of it. I kind of just lost interest, because I was like, I was here for the funny ha-has.
Me too, but then, like, I gave it a chance, and now me and my sister, we have watched it, like, 6 times.
I have to rewatch it then.
Rewatched it over. Maybe we can watch it together!
Sure, I'm down.
Bonding with my brother. Brother.
Facts, they're not actually all related.
Well, you don't have to tell them that. Basically, are.
Not yet.
What the frick?
Wait.
We're not related by blood. We still have to cut our hands.
No, I'll pass.
I'll pass.
I hope that your audio is getting caught on the mic. Because
yeah, I
if
hope
not,
so.
We're going to sound like we're schizophrenics.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, this voice in my head. Anyway, the only thing
that, like, I'm not.
A voice in my head?
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
Wait.
Don't open that door.
Inception.
Bad head out.
Future.
Future. The only thing that's on my mind right now is, like, talking about other social medias that need to get their act together. One.
Facebook.
Wait,
Egg.
Stop it! I was gonna say Instagram and their Instagram comedy. Do they think we're three?
Honestly.
Have you seen Instagram comedy?
I mean, my meme accounts that I follow aren't, like, for three-year-olds. But the thing about Instagram meme accounts, there's too many ads. All they post is ads. They're like, oh, look, this thick girl on TikTok is twerking. Go follow her at. And it's a meme page. It's a different meme page that
yeah.
paid for an ad.
There's so many things that happen on Instagram. No, I want to talk about Instagram.
I will later.
Yeah. My Instagram, there's so many people who, A, make shitty content, sexual, whatever, and they're all gross and whatever. King Batch is a good example. He sucks.
What?
I don't like his stuff.
Oh, wait. Well, okay. For a second, I thought you were talking about Long Beach Griffey because I love his content.
No, he was a funny viner, but then he turned into a weird Instagrammer.
Yeah.
And there's like Lily Pons. Is she an Instagrammer?
I don't know. Marlon Webb on TikTok is like.
I don't even associate with TikTok. Yeah, and then like the recommend page is they're pretty accurate. What I like, but like when I open it up, it's art and K-pop. That's what I love.
The For You page.
Yeah, like the reference page. What was I gonna say? Something about like Instagram and also the stealing of. Taking a meme format and making your own meme, I appreciate. Stealing memes, well, even then, it's like whatever. But stealing art, I want to slap somebody. Somebody actually stole my art before.
That happened to me. I can show you a picture. If I literally Googled Jeff the Killer, I made a fan art on a piece of paper. And I showed it to my friend who knows how to do digital art.
Oh.
And they basically traced it onto the computer somehow and then colored it and made it look like 10 times better. I could pull it up and show you the actual image
if you want to
afterwards, but
is like I made this piece of art and the person, she screenshotted it and she's like, this is really cool, at this person, I think she made it. And at first I was flattered and I was like, thank you. And then I realized she got like 100 likes on that.
And then
I like got like one. I got like 10, and I got really ticked. So I was gonna go on her thing and tell her to take it down. And then I realized she unat me, and she didn't even like the original photo. She straight up stole it, and I was like, oh my god. Oh my god, exposure is nothing. Like, exposure sucks.
That's dumb, be honest.
Yeah, that mean, and I've never been so enraged.
Okay, since we only have, like, 3.5 minutes, I'm gonna tell the bread story now.
Yeah, tell the bread story. I've been doing too much.
Nah, you're good. It's fine. So, one day, Logan stayed the night at my house, right? We woke up the next morning, and there was a bird in front of our porch that was dead because it flew into our door. And we kind of just let it sit there. And then we walked back and it was gone. Because we went to the donut shop that's down the street from me that makes fresh donuts every morning. And let me tell you. Mwah! Mwah!
Donuts.
Ah! Delicious.
Them glazed donut holder.
Yeah.
Stop it.
But,
they did not ask for that.
When we walked back. When we walked back, the bird was gone. The dead bird was gone.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even say the most important part. When we walked out, Logan looked at it and said, bread, instead of bird. He said, just bread.
Bread.
I messed up my words.
Bread.
I got real close. I went, bread.
Stop.
It's gonna be like ear rape at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, nah.
And
oh, it was... I don't know how to send. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, is that half? Is that too high?
It might have been too high.
Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Don't ear.
First episode, so.
It's first episode, yeah.
Don't ear rap.
Okay, but back to the bread story.
Yeah.
He came out, he looked at the bird and said, bread. Because he thought, bread. He mixed up his words. And then we went to the donut shop.
Because I was thinking about donuts, and donuts are bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, explain yourself further. So, I'll leave you.
Bread. No,
yeah.
Bird.
And then we walked back, and he was gone. So now, me and Logan's religion is bread. So, yeah.
Bread.
That's our religion.
Bread.
Well, we're at the 28-minute, 30-second mark, so I feel like we should wrap up the episode.
All right.
So...
remember to follow us, me, Kitty on Paper.
Yeah.
On all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a Tumblr soon. Oh, Reddit, r/Reddit too. That like dog.
You have
Reddit?
Slash
I have Reddit.
r/Reddit.
r/Reddit.
Reddit my Reddit. My Reddit my Reddit. Kitty and Paper is the brand. You'll find me everywhere.
Follow or subscribe to my YouTube and follow my Twitter. Gang 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 gang.
Gotta prove myself. And Logan has nothing.
My friend.
Logan has nothing.
Please. Logan has nothing.
Please, I have no friends.
Oh, you have us. All right, goodbye, guys.
Later.
Bye.